Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The Chester County DA's office has filed more charges in connection with the Mariner East pipeline, including bribery and related charges against the security manager for the company building the pipeline. And KYW's Jim Melwort says Chester County DA Tom Hogan calls the 23-page criminal complaint a long and challenging investigation with one bottom line.
A simple case, a misuse of authority paid for by Energy Transfer.
It's related to previous charges against two Pennsylvania constables. Among the allegations in the complaint, Frank Recknagel, the security manager for Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Mariner East pipeline, set up a scheme to hide payments so the company could have licensed, armed, uniformed Pennsylvania constables perform the security. The complaint says Recknagel called that Energy Transfer's unwritten policy.
State constables allegedly used their badges and offices to intimidate people along the pipeline. Also charged James Murphy and Richard Lester of a security firm called Raven Knights, and Nicholas McKinnon and Michael Boffo with Tiger Swan. An Energy Transfer Partners spokeswoman says they find it troubling that the DA would file charges that she says they are confident will not stand. She says the company will back Recknagel as he seeks dismissal of the allegations. The man accused of murdering his South Philadelphia grandmother is on trial again after a mistrial last year. 81-year-old Marie Buck was murdered inside her corner store at 6th and Titan Streets on Christmas Eve 2016. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Prosecutors say it was at the hands of Maurice Green. Green, who's representing himself, says he's not guilty of the murder and the gun charges he's accused of. Prosecutors, though, say Green was seeking revenge for a stolen gold chain they say the victim's grandson took and pawned with his girlfriend for drugs. Green, they say, was the pair's drug dealer, and the case centers around addiction.
Green contends he's not guilty because prosecutors don't know what happened because they weren't there. Witness testimony is expected to last through the week. New Jersey has opened a two-year window for filing civil lawsuits on behalf of alleged victims of sex abuse whose cases date back decades. That window was open on Sunday, and by early Tuesday, more than 40 cases have been filed against the Boy Scouts and the five New Jersey Catholic dioceses that involve priests from both Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Four suits have been filed by the Philadelphia-based firm of Laffey, Boosie, and Kent. Associate Attorney Stuart Ryan says that number could rise to a dozen or more by the end of the month.
Individuals are using the civil justice system, and in particular this legislation, just to understand who at the top of whatever institution knew about abuse that was occurring. They just want answers, really, at the end of the day.
In New York State, the one-year window opened this summer, and about 1,000 suits against individuals and institutions have already been filed. Well, officials in Delaware County now believe two bears are roaming the area. Yesterday, reports of sightings in Springfield and Aston about an hour apart, even though there are some 9 miles between the towns. And KYW's Tim Jimenez reports one home in Springfield caught the bear on camera.
Surveillance footage shows the bear crawling along, going up to a wooden fence, and then climbing over it and running off. The Aston sighting, in the meantime, was at Convent and Red Hill Roads. A bear has also been seen in Villanova, Alden, Collingdale, and Marple Township since Black Friday. The Pennsylvania Game Commission says people should call 911 if they see a bear.
Roxborough had a bear watch earlier this year. Well, we might as well finish out the year with another. Giving Tuesday. It encourages people to donate to their favorite charities during the holiday season. And last year, $380 million was raised for charities on this day alone. One organization is expanding the day to the entire month in hopes of matching a generous gift. Josh Jabin is CEO of the Travis Mannion Foundation, one of the largest veteran nonprofits.
One of our most generous and passionate supporters has pledged to help us raise up to $1 million that he is going to match for us to help fund our programming in the way that we support veterans and families of the fallen.
Jabin says the money is used to help families support each other and build relationships.
Specifically for families of the fallen, we take them on week-long, what we call expeditions, to go out and serve in honor of their fallen hero.
All donations, large or small, will be matched through December 31st. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.